Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast, Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. This is Moira Gorski, and I'm so glad that you're here. So it's just me today and just some thoughts about something that happened a couple of weeks ago. Do you ever feel like when you have a loved one who you're caring for that all of a sudden you never know when your schedule has to change because you need to attend to some chaos, some crisis, something that's happening with your child or your loved one? You ever had that? I had that a couple of weeks ago, and it was just, it was so frustrating. And it wasn't my daughter that needed me this time. It was one of my sons. I have three boys and a girl. So it was one of my sons that needed me. You know, I won't share that whole story, but all of a sudden, with one phone call, I had to change my whole schedule. And I love being a mom, and don't get me wrong, I am here to help my kids and to be there when they need me. And but boy, it was just one more time that I was so frustrated. And I have to tell you, I was so happy that I had a friend that I could call to just kind of empty my bucket to, because she's been there before. She's one of the people that I've interviewed on this podcast, my best friend, Pam. She's been through a lot of chaos too with her children, and she gets it that all of a sudden you get a phone call or you get home or they get home and your schedule has to change one more time. And what happens, what I get so frustrated is that we've got to put ourselves on the back burner one more time, right? And again, not to say that I'm not here to help my kids, but it's just one of those things that really, when it just keeps happening, it can be really frustrating. And I think it's important to sit in that space of, yes, I'm frustrated with this. And yes, this sucks that, okay, I had appointments scheduled for this afternoon, or I had a dinner date with a friend, or I had a trip planned or something like that. And okay, one more time, I'll go ahead and cancel or reschedule. And those things can be done. But again, it was just a couple of weeks ago. It was just very frustrating that I was doing that one more time. You know, it made me think about a time that I remember with my daughter that she needed a higher level of care. And you know how that works. Like, you know, sometimes they'll go to one of their appointments with their dietitian or their therapist or their psychiatrist. And they determine with that visit that things need to change. Either they need to step down or they need to step up. And I remember this one of these times that our daughter was living in a transitional housing apartment, a really great situation in the city of Chicago. And she was attending some outpatient, kind of PHP program. It was going okay, but she was struggling. And so it was determined that she needed a higher level of care and she needed to go. She needed to go that day. And again, I did it. I grabbed myself my water bottle and a few snacks and headed down into the city. And the frustrating part about it that day in particular was that because she was going to a higher level of care and because she was living in this transitional sober living environment that had this awesome supportive apartment for those that are in recovery from an eating disorder, it's a great situation. But because she was living there, and the deal was you lived there when you worked with an outpatient program, and she was going to go inpatient residential, we had to pick up all her things. We basically had to move her out of the apartment. that day in a matter of, you know, as quickly as we could do it, because we needed to head up to Wisconsin to take her to Rogers, which is where she was being admitted to for her higher level of care. She was working an outpatient with Rogers, and then they had recommended that she go residential for a little while. But again, I remember that driving into the city, doing a three-way call with my husband and my daughter and her, or myself, you know, my husband and my daughter. She was frustrated. She was struggling. She obviously needed more care. And, but it was just, again, one more time that I said a prayer. I cried a few tears. And admittedly, I was angry and pissed. Like, here we go. And another thing that really didn't make me so happy was it was threatening to rain. And my least favorite time to drive is in the rain and in the evening. So that's where I was headed. It was heading into the city at about 4 o'clock and picking her up and picking her things up. You know, I ended up, you know, it was an apartment. So she had clothes, she had belongings, and she had food. And I said, you know what? You can have it. I made it as a donation. Whoever needs it, you can go ahead and keep it, pack up what you can that's not perishable. We'll take that, and then you can keep the rest of it. So again, I remember being frustrated with that, but again, picked her up. We drove up to Wisconsin. We stopped for a bite to eat, and then it started to rain. Started to rain really hard, and there I was driving for another probably hour, maybe another hour, hour and a half up to the emergency room so that she could be admitted to Rogers. And again, just another one of those times that, you know, admittedly, I was frustrated, I was angry, and I was there to support my daughter, because that's what you got to do, right? You have to juggle the chaos. And there the chaos came one more time. So juggling my schedule. And, you know, I'll share with you that the really cool thing, because I really have learned throughout this journey to really look for the silver lining or look for the positives amongst the negative. And what a really neat thing happened that day and that evening, because as I drove my daughter to this place that she was going to be cared for, and I sat in that emergency room, I thought, you know, where does Jenny live? Now, Jenny's a friend of mine from the company that I work with, that I've been working with for the wellness business that I have. And she's a distributor that lives up in Wisconsin. And I was sitting in the emergency room thinking, huh, I know Jenny lives up here kind of close by, and I wonder how close she is. And so like 9 o'clock at night, I texted her. I said, hey, Jenny, you know, how close do you live to Oconomowoc? And she said, about 8 to 10 minutes or something like that. I'm like, no way. And the cool thing was I told her what was going on. And I said, you know, it stopped raining and my daughter is being taken care of and they're going to, you know, check her in and everything's going to be fine with my daughter. But I don't know if I want to drive back home tonight. But I do have I had a really super busy packed schedule the next day and I needed to get back home. And I said, is there any way that I might maybe grab a spot on your floor and sleep and for the night, and I'll get up in the morning and I'll leave real early? And thankfully, she's again, a wonderful friend of mine that I've gotten to know throughout the years that I've had this wellness business, and she's had her own. She said, you know, my daughters aren't home tonight because they're with their dad, and we have a couple of extra beds, and I would love for you to come over. And so I went over. She greeted me with some pajamas and a warm blanket and a big hug and a cold beer. And we sat and we cried, and I was in amongst this chaos of one more time, my schedule changed. I had a friend that I could rely on. And it was so, again, so comforting and so positive within that really chaotic, yucky time. So wanted to share that with you. I even thought about, you know, the times that so many times that, again, my schedule's changed or I've driven my daughter to therapy and I thought, oh, I'm just going to drop her off and I'll be able to go home and start dinner or go pick up those things at the grocery store. But I wasn't able to do that. I had to stay for the therapy, or I had to stay to talk to the dietitian, or I needed to come back. I was on my way home and they called and said, can you come back? We need you to be with your daughter. We need to talk to you. Again, so many times that my schedule was changed because of the chaos that was going on in front of me. And again, I just want to give light to the fact that, yes, it's frustrating and it sucks. And I think most importantly, like that story of Jenny, my friend who was there for me in my time of need, that I just reached out to her and she said, sure, I'll help you. And the fact that I have this wonderful business that's my own business, I've grown it for now 20 years and it's my own business. So I have the flexibility and the freedom that I can work on it when I want to. And I love it. It brings me a lot of joy. I'm able to help people, you know, set goals and make choices so that they can live healthier lives, so they can reclaim their health, so they can have more energy, so they can have joy in their life. And it's, again, it's my own business, so it has the flexibility. So even amongst all of this chaos and all of this juggling of my schedule and my appointments and my life, basically, that I've juggled around, I've really worked on finding that gratitude. Because if I had another job, like if I was in nursing, if I was in medical sales, like I was for many years, I think I would have had to take a leave of absence when things really started to get bad around here and really, you know, my daughter really needed my attention. I think I would have had to take a leave of absence, or I would have had to quit, or I don't know. I don't know what would have happened if I had a different kind of like traditional job. I don't know if my boss would have had the amount of, it would have been really kind, you know, one more time I had to call in, or one more time I had to leave early. Again, there were so many times, but again, I'm so grateful that I have this business that, you know, and it's not just me in this business. I have a whole big, huge supportive team around me. Lots of women and men that I've mentored in this business that, you know, all it took was one phone call or one text to say, you know what, can you help me out? I'm going to need a little bit of help with this. Or can you help with this meeting? Or could we reschedule our appointment that we were going to meet together, our coaching session or our, you know, nutrition consult? Can we schedule that for tomorrow or perhaps the next day? And it was okay. It was able, we got it done. And when I was able to, again, reschedule that or see that person, it was okay because it was my business. So yes, it sucks when all of a sudden you're driving down the road, you're going to your next thing and the phone rings and you've got to change it. You got to change your schedule one more time. It does suck. But I've learned to find the gratitude within that and to find the good things. And trust me, there has been many times because my daughter has been to several different treatment facilities that are throughout the United States. And again, I've been in this business for a long time, for 20 years, and I've met a lot of people. There's lots of people that are on my team. I've met a lot of people, a lot of women at the conventions and on my incentive trips that I've earned. And they're all throughout the United States. And you know what's, I was able to call on Jenny that one time. And there's a time that I called on Jen and Lisa and who else? Sarah. And there's just, I mean, there's people that I've been able to call on in the midst of a crisis and say, you know what, can you help me? And because we're connected in a company that has a mission of like the golden rule, like to just treat other people like we'd like to be treated. When I've called them in my time of need, they've helped me. And so many of them have called me too at different times for a time that they just wanted somebody to pray with them or to help them out with the schedule or the time to go out to dinner or to talk about their chaos in their life. I've been able to, you know, give back as well. So if you're listening today and you're just feeling like, yeah, it happens all the time, it happens all the time. When will this chaos stop? When will this juggling my schedule? When will this, you know, just stopping everything so that I can help my child stop? I don't know when it's going to stop, but I encourage you to take a deep breath and be grateful that you are able to help, but also find the little things that you can be helpful for. Don't be afraid to call a friend and ask for help. Even again, if it's talking with them on the phone while you're driving home from, you know, dropping your daughter or your son off at a treatment facility and you need somebody to talk to or you need somebody to empty your bucket to, don't be afraid to ask for help because, you know, you don't have to go through this alone. And again, there are silver linings. There are things to be thankful for, even amongst the chaos of all this. So thanks for listening today. I always do appreciate when you join me. I hope that a little snippet of my life is helpful for you. I'll continue to share, and I hope you continue to listen, and I hope you continue to tell other people about this hopeful podcast, because again, I don't want anybody to feel like they're alone in this journey. It is quite a juggling act that we have to go through at times to juggle the chaos, but I'm here to tell you that there is hope. There is hope that you can reclaim your life, you can reclaim your health, and you can find gratitude even amongst the chaos. So keep smiling, keep sharing, keep juggling the balls, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at @GreenGorski or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.